Ed Hedger, head of the Centre for Aid and Public Expenditure here at ODI. Ed, many of the researchers in CAPE have been focusing on issues which are relevant to the high-level forum on aid effectiveness in Busan next week. Can you talk a little bit about some of the ideas emerging from CAPE ahead of the conference?
There are four main themes or thrusts of research that are coming out from CAPE at the moment. The first is around the question of global reach, inclusivity. There has been a proliferation of sources, flows, different actors. One of the big objectives for Busan is to try and capture those all within the framework, the ambit of the Busan outcome document. Andrew Rogerson, Jonathan Glennie have written a paper trying to set out what a set of principles might be that would capture a broader range of actors, a broader range of flows. They describe that as the real prize of Busan. Secondly, thinking by Andrew Rogerson on what we really mean by catalytic aid. It's very much in currency as a phrase at the moment. He's tried to start from first principles and argue what would aid that was truly catalytic look like? What would it do? In two ways. One, its effects are crowding in other flows of development finance, some of these much more significant, much greater volumes and scales of resource flow. Secondly, around the issue of it leveraging other drivers of development, playing a truly catalytic in the scientific term of the word way of supporting development. A third big theme is around aid modalities, aid instruments. Heidi Tavakoli has written on this and convened a series of high-level expert panels and workshops to look at how aid instruments and particularly budget support, what the future of that might be. It's been the mainstay of development, aid delivery over the last decade, and the use of country systems. The Busan outcome document references quite significantly the engagement with country systems, the use of country systems, strengthening those to support and bolster government-led leadership development. Fourth is the significant agenda around fragile states. Work by Marcus Manuel and colleagues in the Budget Strengthening Initiative within CAPE has been supporting the G7 plus group of fragile states. How can they articulate an agenda of reform and bring in donor support in a way that is conducive to their own objectives of support? Those will be four big thrusts of CAPE engagement coming into Busan.
Ed, the conference starts on Tuesday and by Friday next week it'll all be over. What's your prediction for the Busan conference?
I think that transparency will become a very central theme in the conference outcome discussions and the document. I think most parties will sign up to that. There'll be some form of commitment around the sorts of transparency and from both sides, both donors and recipients. Second is I think we will see the evidence of the fragile state's voice. They're grouping together in a more coherent organisation through the Fragile States Group and having a stronger representation of a set of differentiated principles coming out of that. And thirdly, I think the use of country systems issue, which was very much a contentious debate in previous years, will now settle down as something as part of the norm. That a lot of the language of the outcome document discussions will assume that this is the right approach to development, supporting government-led efforts, national leadership, and where possible, relating to, engaging with, aligning with, using government systems as far as possible.